Good morning. This is a day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Our reading is Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The word of the Lord. Father, may you bless the reading of your word to our hearts for your dear name's sake. Amen. Oh Lord, we come this morning before you, Almighty God, the everlasting Father. We come, dear Father God, in humbleness of hearts, dear Lord Jesus, lifting our voices in praise and adoration to you, thanking you that you are God, and thanking you for loving us. We thank you, dear Father God, for the loving kindness you display towards us, dear Lord Jesus. We thank you that you are a long-suffering God. And dear Father God, we thank you that when we know you as Lord and Savior, that we can say with assurance, the Lord is my shepherd. Father God, we think of a shepherd who, dear Father God, you have given the responsibility for looking after sheep, dear Father God. And dear Father God, we know, dear Lord Jesus, that the sheep is such an obedient animal, Lord, so meek. Dear Lord Jesus, a sheep is easily led. And dear Father God, as we think of ourselves, Lord, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus that we, dear Father God, will go where you lead us, dear Father God, that we would not be like an unruly goat or, dear Father God, a donkey that is stubborn and a mule that it's just so stubborn, dear Father God. But we, dear Father God, will be like sheep that are easily led, not by the world, but by you. Dear Father God, your word tells us, my sheep, they hear my voice and they follow me, and I know them by name. And I'm so thankful that, dear Father God, and we trust you as Lord and Savior. We can say with assurance, the Lord is my shepherd. And Father, this verse continues to remind us that we shall not want, dear Father God, because your word tells us that my God shall supply all my needs according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Father, I pray that all who listen, dear Father God, would recognize that, dear Father, that you love them with an everlasting love, and that you would not lead them astray, but you would lead them beside still waters. Father, you will make them to lie down in green pastures. So many of us, Lord, we get so busy and so taken up with the cares of this world and all that, we are just going around and round and round and round, dear Father God, and getting all stressed out, dear Father God, without even spending one moment with you. Lord, I pray that as you lead, dear Father God, that we will follow, and that we would lie beside those still waters so that our souls could be restored. Oh, dear Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that all who listen will follow you in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Father, I pray that all who listen will recognize that, dear Father God, with the death and destruction and all the chaos around, dear Father God, that we don't have to fear, dear Father God, because, dear Lord Jesus, the psalmist could say with assurance, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And the reason, dear Father God, is because you are with us. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that everyone listening would recognize your presence, Lord, and that they would know, dear Father God, that you said in your word, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. So many persons were listening, dear Father God, feel forsaken, feel let down, Father God, feel sometimes discouraged and disillusioned and fearful, dear Father God, and uncertain, dear Lord Jesus. But I pray in the name of Jesus that they will just hold on to your unchanging hand, knowing that, dear Father God, you love them. Father God, we thank you that you will prepare a table, Lord, before whoever is listening, before me, before us, in the very presence of our enemies. Dear Father God, that means that it doesn't matter what the situation is, that we can eat and that we can, dear Father God, we turn everything over to you. We can have that perfect peace which you alone can give us, which passes all understanding. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that each one who listened today will hold on to these words, dear Father God, and believe them and walk in them, knowing that if they look back, goodness and mercy are following them. Oh, hallelujah to the Lamb of God this morning. We thank you that I can say with assurance, Lord, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And Lord, as I can say this with assurance, I pray that all who listen, dear Father God, if they do not know you as their personal Lord and Savior, that they would trust you. They would trust that you love them. They would trust you, dear Father God, knowing that you gave, dear Father, your best. You gave your beloved Son, Jesus, to come to this sinful earth, dear Father God, to live a perfect life, to, dear Father God, allow cruel men to nail him to a cross, and to, dear Father God, take the punishment for the sins of the world, the sins of all who are listening. And dear Father God, Jesus died. He gave his life willingly. Dear Father God, he shed his blood willingly, so that whosoever believe will have everlasting life. We thank you that we are not serving a dead God. We are serving a risen Savior, who, dear Father God, is alive. And just, dear Father God, saying, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke on you and learn of me, for I am meek, I'm lowly in heart, and you will find rest in your soul. May, dear Father God, each one run to you, and just, dear Father God, just know that you're waiting, and that you are the good shepherd, and you're ready, and you're willing to lead them as long as they allow you to. And so, Father, I pray for the families. I pray for friends. I pray, dear Father, for loved ones. I pray, dear Father God, for peer partners. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus for mothers, for fathers, for cousins, for all our relatives and friends, Lord. And those who are sick, I pray that you'll raise them up, dear Father God, and that they would know it's you. May your healing hand touch, heal, deliver, restore, revive, encourage, in the mighty name of Jesus. And may all walk, dear Father God, beside still waters, as you would lead them. We thank you today. We bless you. We honor you. And we give you all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the day, knowing that God loves you, that he cares for you, and that his thoughts towards you are always good. I love you.